feel better while we embark on what I think is an important topic, which would be the discovery of as many as 6 new species of whales. Allie, did you know that in the last 5 years they found like 6 new species of whales, including maybe a potential killer whale species?
How would I know that? The mainstream media ignoring the whales.
Exactly. It has not exactly been huge news. Can we get that Michael Jackson song from Free Willy? Is that possible? I don't know. I'll buy coffee, Jacob, if we can get that by the end of this segment. And we may need it. You never know. Other than Free Willy and, you know, killer whale love, there doesn't seem to be a lot of interest in these new kind of species of whales. At least it hasn't been a huge story, but it's this important stuff, marine life, I mean, the ocean. Mm-hmm. So we thought this might be a perfect candidate for the BPP's patented segment, Make Me Care. And stepping into the Make Me Care ring today is Bob Pittman. He's a researcher with the NOAA Fisheries Ecosystem Studies Program. Hi, Bob.
Hello.
Thank you very much for coming on. I just want to ask, where and how have these new species been discovered in recent years?
Well, during the course of my career, about 30 years or so, genetics has come to be a very important tool for figuring out how many species of animals we have out there. And in probably the last 12 years or so, I guess there have been maybe 10 new species of whales and dolphins that have been described.
Well, whales are like a popular sort of environmental issue. People rally around mm-hmm. and save the whales and Free Willy, but do you think I'm obsessed with that movie?
You're not giving that one up.
No, I'm not. I'm not. So why is it that when you find a new one, it doesn't seem to be as big a story as like when they find a new monkey or something?
I don't know. It's in the press a little bit. Scientists in general aren't supposed to go out and beat their drum about this sort of stuff, and a lot of this stuff, I think, just kind of stays buried in scientific journals.
All right. Well, listen, we've fooled around long enough. Let's get to the meat of this thing. Let's see if you can make us care. Jacob Gans, please, 60 seconds on the BPP clock. Bob Pittman, you've got 1 minute to make us care. Why is it important that we research new species of whales? By the way, when you hear the clock ticking, that means you got 10 seconds left. All right. Bob Pittman, make us care. Go for it.
Okay. Well, for me as a biologist, I think it's particularly exciting to think that there are a lot more species of whales and dolphins out there, and animals in general than we ever realized. I work with killer whales in Antarctica. Killer whales are probably the most universally recognized species of animal in the sea and maybe in the world because of its large size and distinctive coloration. And to think that even though there are hundreds of people studying this animal, that nobody can tell you if there's one species or five out there, I think it's very important to establish this. I think we're in a time when we're starting to lose quite a few species from this planet, and it's at an increasing rate. And it's going to be very important for conservationists to know exactly how many species of animals we have out there, because we're going to have to decide which ones we're going to leave on this planet and which ones we're going to have to let go. And we were in China last year looking for Yangtze River dolphin, and we didn't find any, and we concluded that they're extinct. And there's a small porpoise in the Gulf of California and Mexico now. There's about 150 of them left, and they're gonna disappear on us. So,
all right, Bob, that was like a minute 10.
We gave you extra 10, but you know what? You made me care.
I think you picked up steam at the end.
Here's what Bob said, because it's exciting was one of the reasons, because we need to know the unknown was one of the reasons to care, because we're losing species, and we need to know what's out there and which animals are out there so that we can decide which ones to protect.
All right, Bob, you did it. You made Allie care.
You
and
did.
When
I
Allie
took
cares
notes.
About something, I care. You maybe even made Pat Malashmi care. I don't know. We'll maybe ask her about
I
that.
I care.
Okay. Well, there you go. It's a trifecta. Bob Pittman, researcher with the National Ocean. What does NOAA stand for, by the way?
National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration.
You're with the NOAA Fisheries Ecosystem Studies Program. Thank you so much.
All right.
Bye, Bob.
Bye, Bob.
Hey. Free Willy song. I shouldn't have made that bet, because they're really fast at finding stuff. All right.